I'm with Christy Pradas, who plays Gloria Estefan in the national touring company of On Your Feet, the musical, the story of Gloria and Emilio Estefan. 2 years on Broadway, crowds and critics both love this. I can't wait to see it. It's running right now, DallasSummerMusicals.org, for tickets through Sunday, March 11th, 2018. When did you get this coveted role? How did that happen?
Well, I was with the Broadway production for about a year. And then from then on, we were doing promos throughout the United States for the Broadway production. And then Gloria and Emilio had actually surprised us and come to Miami for one of the promos to announce the national tour. And then on stage, this was back February of last year, on stage after the performance, Gloria herself had surprised me and asked me right on that stage if I wanted to lead the tour. So it was actually, that's where it happened. And I was so shocked, I didn't even answer her for like a solid 30 seconds.
You did not see it coming.
I didn't. No, I didn't. And I thought it was kind of a joke. So I didn't. I was just like. And then it was so quiet that she was like, well, if you're going to say no, tell me off stage. And people started laughing. And I was like, wait, this is serious? Yes, of course. And the rest is history.
So they never told you were even really being seriously considered for it?
I mean, it was a thought because there was so much prep. For me being the first cover on Broadway, there was also so much prep of me going to these different promos being Gloria. And I think I had like a thought about it, but never the actuality, because it was just so, it wasn't even like stated anywhere. But it was a thought of like, oh, that'd be cool. And then when she said it, I was like, oh, this is happening. This is like a thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Just seeing you for the first time, I'm like, of course you would play this. This is perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, no question.
Thank you.
Well, the show ran for a couple of years on Broadway,
yeah.
Right? And so now it's the national tour. Now, due to your age, her music predates you probably. Were you familiar with the music?
Yes. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I live in New York now, but growing up, she was such an inspiration to me, to my mother. And I always say this, I remember my mom bringing out the Blue Gloria's Greatest Hits CD and popping it in her car whenever we drive anywhere. And I remember listening to it on repeat and my mom being like, look, this is an example of the woman that you can look up to. She's from the same roots that we are, from the same place. And she's come a long way and she's been a pioneer for so many Latin artists today. You know, this is the first one. This is the woman who created that all. So she was always an example, not only as an artist, but as a woman, as someone who gives back, as an overall human being. So she's definitely been an idol for me since I can remember.
Yes, she has for me too, in the sense of I don't know a ton about her, but mm-hmm. there's something about when you hear her name, there's nothing but good vibes about it.
Yes.
Like she's very philanthropical and yes. Obviously has gone through a lot personally and mm-hmm. just seems like a beautiful person inside and out.
She definitely is. And because she's very much alive and with us now, as well as her husband, a lot of people know them very, very well. And they're so approachable. They're so giving. They're so patient with people, especially now that I'm experiencing always being, you know, in the limelight of getting photos and videos and interviews. I watch them every time I'm around them, and she's so graceful and she's done it for so many years, but you would think that you'd get tired of it and you'd be like kind of nasty about it, but she's just so giving and so patient. And that's a perfect example of a gracious human being and an artist that I would like to be.
And tell us more about Gloria. Now, she was born in Cuba, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what transpired to get her to Miami?
Well, they left for, as well as my parents, they left for political reasons, from trying to escape the Castro regime. So around the 60s is when she came. I'm thinking of the 70s because my parents came in the 70s. But around the 60s, she came, I think about 2 or 3 years old. And her mom had to start over. Her mom was a teacher. She got her degree again and came to this country where they were looking for that freedom that was being suppressed back in Cuba. So it was more for political reasons and try and keep that freedom for future generations. So her parents, making the decision to come here was the reason for that. You know, our country was being suppressed and was being limited on to our possibilities. So they saw the United States as the grand possibility that it is today.
And when did she realize she could sing?
She was always singing. Yeah. Her father also sang and played with her. And her grandmother was always pushed her and always supported her to sing and to write. And she, it was always within her, but she never really realized that she wanted to do that professionally. She kind of did it as an escape, as a form of therapy, you know, with her father with multiple sclerosis and going through all these things, all these personal tribulations. She definitely used music as therapy, as an escape. And it's wonderful because it molded her into the artist that she is today, but she was not expecting to be this idol that she is today.
Gloria Estefan has and had the incredible voice and charisma. And Emilio Estefan, her future husband, had all the know-how behind the scenes.
I can't see one of them succeeding without the other. Mm-hmm. They have he's like the business side from the beginning. Now she knows. But before it was like the business side, the hustle, and she was the talent, and she was the rawness that came within it. So they created this empire together that I can't see them succeeding or having succeeded without the other.
Did they click immediately or did it take some time?
They actually met when he was with the Miami Latin Boys. It was like his little group in Miami, and they met and they played music, and they started off, you know, they were very attracted to each other. Emilio was a little bit older. So, you know, she was like 17, and they worked for a couple of years before they actually started dating. You know, they wanted to keep it professional and keep it, you know, very separate. But then being together all the time and having that same dream and that same vision, it was kind of hard to not click. And the more that they hung out, the more that they were just like, I love you. And you love me. Yeah. And like, let's do this.
Oh.
But it's you see it unfold beautifully in our story.
Uh-huh, the way it's told, yeah. So I read that this is her only boyfriend. Of course, she met him at 17, so that kind of makes sense.
Yes, it was the first and only love of her life, and she's very proud of it. And I'm very proud to say that. That's it's very rare to find. And yeah, it was her first and her only. And I think that's you know, it's funny how we don't think about like fairy tales being realistic, but in that sense, they're like the very rare soulmate.
Is there a magic moment where they realize we've made it? What is that moment?
Ooh, so the end of act one, going into the top of act two, that moment, without giving too much away, but they definitely see that they're making this huge impact. And the way that we incorporate it in our show is so well done, thanks to our writer, Alex DeNolaris. But it you just see them kind of like looking out and being like, we have made this movement. By just hustling, by just doing it our way, by believing in our vision after so many no's. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. But in that moment, when you hear that song and when you see people like living, our audience members actually engaging with us, you definitely see that moment in the story where they're like, we're doing it. Like we did it, and we're only going to go farther. And I love feeling that moment because you see that all those no's led up to this huge yes.
The 1990 accident you mentioned, I was working in radio at that time too, in fact at a station that played their hits and their music. And the feeling at the time was she may not perform again, she may not sing again, she may not walk again. A tour bus accident and she broke her back.
She had to go over like a 9-hour surgery that was kind of like a 50-50. I mean, she was either going to make it or she wasn't. She had to rebuild, you know, her body and her life and fight for her life while she was in the public eye, which I think is a lot of pressure. She actually, I'm still shocked at how quickly she recovered. I mean, in 6 months, she was, you know, working out and 7 hours a day, which we describe in the gym with her trainer, therapy every single day. I still don't understand. And this is why I believe, and she believes so deeply in the power of prayer and her fans and God himself. Because she recovered very, very quickly for the gravity of the accident and the surgery and the therapy. I think it's a marvelous recovery. To this day, I can't even like explain why and how fast it happened, but she's a fighter.
Now that you're portraying this role, feeling from the inside out what it's like to be her as much as a person can, what do you think their contribution to music has been?
They are the pioneers. They're the first ones. There were a few before them, but crossing over from the Spanish to the English market was nearly impossible back then. And their perseverance and their belief in what they had to offer is what got them there. But that was not even a reality in the minds of music, of business. You know, if you sang Spanish, you stayed within that market, you were successful, you made the business there and the advertising and the money. And if you sang in, you know, the U.S., that's where your pocket was. But to make this fusion of both worlds was ridiculous in people's eyes. And you see that in the show as well. But they were like, you know, we're Cuban American. Like, we come into this country and we love this country and we respect it. And we just want to share our roots. And we know people love this and we know people can love this. We see Latin artists in the Grammys now. We see American artists wanting to do to cross over into the Spanish market. And it's so beautiful to see that now and present day, because I get to play someone who back then it was, you know, shunned. It was laughed upon, and they got those no's, they got those doors slammed in their face. So they are the pioneers for that. They are the ambassadors. They are the ones who got the kicks in the face for all these artists today. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez and Daddy Yankee and Romeo Santos. And we have all these artists that are coming up now, even younger. They should be like bowing down in a sense, because she created that.
Well, Christy Prodis, I cannot wait to see you portray her on stage, Dallas Summer Musicals, On Your Feet, the musical. And thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
Tickets for On Your Feet at DallasSummerMusicals.org. It runs through Sunday, March 11th, 2018.